Montañez and Fernandez are exemplary in their adherence to the devotional demands placed on images after Trent. Both created naturalistic figures imbued with a sense of the supernatural to depict the history of salvation. Their works include not only canonical representations from New Testament texts, but also emotionally evocative moments from Christ's life, not detailed in the Gospels, such as the Holy Family, the Earthly Trinity, and the sorrows of Mary after the Saviour's death. When confronting pivotal themes of Christian art, such as the crucifixion, Fernandez's style leans towards greater expressiveness, while Montañez favours restraint and delicacy. Two works by Gregorio Fernandez engage in close dialogue in this section. The Crucifixion of the Balderas Family. Housed in the parish church of San Marcelo in León, this piece is a profound example of Fernandez's evolving style over more than two decades. During this period, he and his workshop produced at least a dozen crucifixes, each reflecting a gradual shift from mannerist corpulence, influenced by artists like Leone, to a more slender, naturalistic aesthetic in his maturity. This crucifixion exemplifies Fernandez's late period, marked by raw emotion and dramatic detail, the moment of ultimate agony culminating in a final breath, captured with striking realism. Details include an open mouth, sunken eyes, trickles of blood, emaciation, and lifelike additions such as real nails, ivory teeth, glass eyes, blood clots, and a crown of thorns. This heightened realism augments the emotional resonance of the piece. Our Lady of Piety. Originally from the parish church of San Martin in Valladolid, this work is displayed in one of the cathedral's chapels. Initially designed as part of a retable, it was conceived as a high relief. Iconographically, the piece represents a traditional Pietà. Mary seated, gazing heavenward, with outstretched arms in a gesture of grief. The body of the deceased Christ rests on her right knee, creating a dramatic diagonal typical of Baroque compositions. The interaction between Mary's gesture and Christ's lifeless form invites deep emotional engagement. This section concludes with the Two Trinities, a relief created for the parish church of San Ildefonso in Seville. The altarpiece it belonged to was commissioned by the priest Lucas Pérez for his family's funerary chapel within the church. Montañez was entrusted with the task, crafting reliefs of the evangelists Luke and Matthew on the altarpiece's base as patrons of the donor and his brother Mateo Pérez. The central focus of the work is the depiction of the two trinities. The earthly trinity of Jesus, Mary and Joseph on the lower level. The heavenly trinity of God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit on the upper level, with the Holy Spirit positioned above the head of the Christ child. This unique depiction is the only surviving part of the altarpiece, standing as a testament to Montañez's skill and his alignment with the devotional and emotional priorities of the Counter-Reformation.